This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone. Illinois basketball, another strong weekend. As a result, they move up to 13 in the country. We'll get into that and more next. Here's the front page. Illinois beat Indiana last Saturday at Assembly Hall, a very, very tough place to play. It was Indiana's just second home loss of the season. Illinois wins by 17. 74 to 57, 19 points separating these two teams in the second half. They held Indiana to just 21 in that second period of play. I had some nervous feelings before that game, and they played great.
They did. They got TJD into foul trouble pretty early. His production was missing. He didn't play a great game, obviously, because he fouled out, and I know they played pretty well without him. You know, they were leading at half, but you need his production, like, on that team. Like, even if you're playing well, like, you need to have been beating Illinois by, like, 8 or 10 going into half to finish out that game, because Illinois was coming out swinging.
In the second half.
But, look, Trent Frazier was great. Like, he was really, really good in that game. Luke Goody, I think he has some real issues with both Purdue and Indiana. And I'm pretty sure he didn't get an offer from Indiana. I found this out from the guy I was sitting next to. He said that Archie Miller didn't think Luke Goody was going to be a good guard in the Big Ten. Like, he wasn't up to that caliber.
Well, he definitely is.
He definitely is.
But that air ball, I felt bad for him. I did. I felt bad for him.
But he hit a nice three.
He hit his first shot, which had to feel good. But then when he had that air ball and there's chanting, air ball, air ball. I don't know if you noticed. You were probably way closer than I was. But when he missed that shot, the air ball, he got more high fives from players than he did when he made the shot. Like, they all came up to him, like, probably saying, like, Luke, you're good. Take the next one, like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you look at Indiana, Race Thompson had 13 points. Xavier Johnson had 12. Nobody else in double figures. Trace Jackson Davis just 6-6. And like you said, for Illinois, Trent Frazier was great. He made three threes, all of them at crucial times to really silence that rowdy crowd. It was a great crowd. He finished with 23. Kofi Coburn had 17-8. So he definitely won that matchup with TJD. He struggled early, 2-7 shooting at half, but turned it on in the second half like the rest of the team did. Alfonso Plummer does not hesitate to take shots. And that helped Illinois a lot. He made some big ones. He scored 14. Like you said, Goody had three. Demonte Williams, another strong game on the glass.
Yeah, really.
Six points, seven rebounds.
He had a really nice game in this one. He's played well.
Yeah, he has. And then
both wins.
Jacob Grandison got into some foul trouble early. They bring him back in the second half. They're down four at the time, and he hits two threes, back-to-back possessions to give Illinois their first lead, and they didn't trail the rest of the game. So he made some huge shots too. Curbelo, they're still working him back in from not only the concussion but also COVID. Only 11 minutes earlier in the week against Wisconsin. Just 12 minutes in this game against Indiana, only 3 points. But they win by 17, another roadkill, 13-2 in their last 15 Big Ten road games, 8 of their last 9. Just one road loss this year, a kind of fluky game against Maryland. They travel great, and we know that.
They've historically done very well traveling.
And it's going to only get tougher.
Yeah. It's been a really nice four-game stretch.
Yeah, we talked about – so I don't know if you guys remember on the show probably about 2 weeks ago now, we were staring at Michigan State, Northwestern, Wisconsin, and Pat said you got to win 2 out of 3. And then once they won those first two – Illinois was staring at Wisconsin, Indiana, Purdue. and you said you got to win two out of three. They've won all four.
Yeah.
So if you looked back at that five-game stretch and told me you're going to win four out of five, I'm okay with that. But now I'm hungry for this Purdue game.
Yeah, absolutely. And shout out to IU before we stop talking about that. That was a great game to go to.
Yeah, it was experience, a great campus. Campus town. Yeah, we were both there. Also, shout out Bulls the night before. I was at that game. Io with the last-second poster dunk over two Pacers was huge.
That was cool.
Caris LeVert scored 40, and then they traded him.
Yeah.
But that was a fun game next day at Assembly Hall. It just feels historical. Yeah. Like, just being in there felt cool.
Yeah, you wish it would be the – it's not the birthplace of basketball, but, like, that's the best way to put it. It's just, like, it's the home of basketball.
That's what they say. Like, they say Indiana is the, like, basketball – like, home of basketball. It's not. It was invented in Kansas, but
yeah,
that's, like, their claim to fame. And you can tell basketball matters to the people of Bloomington very, very much.
Yeah, it was great experience there. I was sitting in the student section.
Oh, you did. What did you wear? What did you end up doing?
I went Hawks jersey. I went Hawks jersey, and then with like 2 minutes left, I took it off and was like, "Well, I'm not gonna get chirped." And I know that's an annoying move to wear the opposing, but I was like, "The game was over." I took it off at the end of the game.
Also,
not a big deal.
And we hung out. Both you and I hung out on campus for the rest of the day and a little bit on Sunday at some of their campus bars and anything, wearing Illini stuff. And surprisingly, I don't know if you had the same experience, but me and the people I was with didn't get chirped at all.
Really nice people.
Like, it was not, they were nice.
Yeah, they had no reason to chirp us.
Also true.
I will give them the benefit of the doubt. Great people.
Yeah.
It was very,
people great people, very nice. Great weekend. Illinois comes out with a win, and now they are back in Indiana tomorrow to take on Purdue, a team that sits atop the Big Ten. Or excuse me, they're the highest-ranked Big Ten team is how I should put it. Illinois is first in the Big Ten Conference, but Purdue is ranked third in the country, Illinois 13. These two teams played on Martin Luther King Day about 2.5 weeks ago. Purdue won 96-88 in double overtime. That was Curbelo's return to action. He scored 20 and had 6 rebounds. Alfonso Plummer scored 24. Kofi fouled out, was very, I don't want to say useless, but kind of useless in that game. Trent had 16 too. Nobody else really scored. Demonte only 3, Grandison 8. It wasn't pretty for Purdue. Stefanovic Sasha led the way. He made 5 threes and had 22 points. Trevion Williams 14, 7, and 5. Zach Edey scored 20 as well, and Jaden Ivey 19 with 13 of those coming on free throws. They're a very deep team. We talked about this a few weeks ago. The biggest thing I'm looking to see is how Kofi is better prepared to defend Edey and Williams, but he pretty much bodies Williams. He struggles against Edey. I want to see how he's able to defend Edey early on so he doesn't pick up those fouls. Because if Kofi's on the floor for more than half the game like we saw last time, I like Illinois' matchup with this team. But as soon as he goes to the bench, it'll be hard to count on Verdonk or Payne to defend nearly as well as they did in that game. So if they get Kofi to the bench early the way Illinois did it to TJD in Indiana this game, Illinois might be in for a long one. But if Kofi can stay on the floor, you ease Curbelo back in, we know this team plays well on the road, it's shaping up to be a great game.
Yeah, it will be. And I want to start off by saying, you know, that center matchup, it seems like Kofi, when they play a stretch five, or, you know, a guy who could play a couple of positions, and the five, they do very well. Like, when Trevion Williams is on the floor, Kofi does well. When TJD is on the floor, Kofi does well.
Mm-hmm. Hunter Dickinson on the floor, Kofi does well.
Yeah, and Hunter even less so than the other two. But when he faces a true behemoth of a man that plays a similar role as him, as a guy who doesn't really hit a lot of jump shots. You know, you look at that Arizona game, you look at, you know, the past Purdue game with Edey, he struggles. So it does. The game rests on Kofi. 100%. I think he'll have a little bit of a Curbelo game coming back on this one. I imagine he'll probably double his minutes this week to 24, but not playing necessarily 30 yet. It'll be interesting. I'm curious how they play on the road at Mackey.
Another tough place to play.
Yeah, no, definitely a hard place to play, but I don't know if you noticed this. My second point, this was for you, Anthony. Guess where Purdue ranks in the nation in KenPom's defensive efficiency?
I mean, I would guess not very good.
106.
What
so
are
they
we?
Play like Iowa.
Last year?
Last year, yes.
So, like, you're going to need to outscore them, but scoring shouldn't be hard.
That's it is exactly what I was going to say. I think if you're Kofi, your best defense is a good offense. If you could get Edie to follow you and scare
Matt
Painter.
Yeah, reverse the script. Like, yeah. Just play the same game you played 2 weeks ago, but have them be in foul trouble instead, and Illinois wins this game.
Yeah, if you could get Painter to go to Trevion Williams early, and Edie plays 25, like 26 minutes. Like, they switch often, those two, and they both score a lot. But if you could force Painter to be a little bit scared about that situation and try and get his minutes below 20, I think it's an easy win for Illinois. So if you're Kofi, it's pound and don't be afraid to go up and try and get a call.
Yeah, it's the opposite of the way it went last time. That should be the game plan because I'm not scared when Trevion Williams is on the floor. Also, we can expect Ivy to probably shoot a little better than 3 of 10.
Mm.
I know it'll be DeMonte and Trent locking him up, but you could probably expect his production to go up and Sasha's to go down a little bit.
A lot.
Which will even themselves out.
Yeah, Sasha had the best game of his life at Illinois.
Yeah, so I think the big worry is will Edie or Kofi last longer on the floor?
Yeah.
One of them is getting into foul trouble. It's very difficult for those two big physical guys to play and not have fouls.
Yeah, there's something interesting, too, I want to mention. Andy Katz said, I thought that this team will play each other four times, like Maryland.
I was just going to say, they might play four times.
And Duke did. Maryland and Duke did in 2002.
Two regular season, conference tournament, NCAA toward the end.
Yeah. And I want to say this. I'll just save it for a score prediction. But
One thing, too, with three quad one wins in the last 10 days or 14 days, a loss against Purdue doesn't kill you.
No, it doesn't.
Just saying that.
It sucks in terms of Big Ten standings, then Purdue is tied with you. And if you want to
We're 10-2, and they're...
They're 9-3.
Oh, they are 9-3. Okay.
So, in terms of, like, Big Ten race, it does matter. You know, we're solely in first place. And Wisconsin really hasn't played very well recently. I don't know if you watched...
They don't worry
that
me.
...that game at
They don't
at
worry
Knicks.
Me.
The halftime score was 18-13.
Oh, yeah, 18-13.
That's
31 total points.
And I think Johnny Davis had 6 points or something like that.
And they won by just two, I think.
Yeah, they had a bad game. So they're on the downtrend. But, you know, when you look across the Big Ten, you see Michigan State there, you know, getting them
beat
lower.
Them.
But they'll play well the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think the big thing is you – I would like to beat Purdue, so then you could say – you got a two-game lead, and the team's behind you. You beat Purdue, you beat Michigan State, you beat Wisconsin. That would feel nice.
Yeah.
But
that's what I got to say about the Big Ten race. But certainly not the end of the world if we lose this one.
But do you think we will?
Yeah.
Getting some score predictions
here. I don't think
here.
We will win this one.
You don't think we'll win it?
No, just because it's at Mackey. And frankly, we should have won the first one. If Sasha Stefanovic doesn't have the best game of his life, like he'll never have a game like that again. then we win it, even without Kofi, and I just think that at Mackey Arena it's not going to look that pretty for us. I think we'll probably lose around 8. I'll give it 78-70. I just don't.
He's scored 23 times this
year. I think we play each other 3 times this year, and I bet we beat him in the tournament.
Okay.
But and I want to bring this up too. I'm curious what you thought about this. Someone was talking to me this week and they were saying, "Hey, like, it might be an idea to essentially bench Kofi, put BBV out there for a sec to screw with Purdue's preparation and try and get Edie into some trouble against BBV, and then switch him out when Kofi's on Trev."
Yeah.
Like, immediately. So, but I don't think that's a smart idea. I'm curious what you think.
Yeah, it just depends how much Edie's going to eat early in that scenario.
Yeah.
But we saw BBV kind of lock him down last time. So maybe this is a game. BBV and Omar play some minutes to kind of keep Kofi fresh for those bursts when it's against Trevion. Because that, you know, 4 points, 6 points, 8 points in the post. So that's interesting. I don't think we'll see it. Definitely not initially. I mean, Kofi's going to start the game and Edie's going to start the game.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I know ever since that game, Brad's been going to Kofi sub. He's the first sub out on the team. So you get that sub out with zero fouls, I think you're feeling good.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned that too. I wonder if he takes it, because typically he takes that Kofi out around the
60-minute.
Yeah.
First media.
The first media timeout. I wonder if you take him out first opportunity and just put
like
BBB,
first whistle, pretty much.
Right. Because you can't sit. You can't sit Kofi. That's just, and you need that efficient. Yeah. My argument is you can't sit Kofi because he's the best, one of the best players in the league. And Johnny Davis has had a bad week and nearly lost to Penn State.
Give me best player in the league.
Yeah.
He just won Big Ten Player of the Week again.
Yeah, he just did, and he really dominated TJD. Like, I only 17 points, 7 rebounds, but he had TJD the whole game and Race for that matter. But back to my point is, you can't have that him. One, you can't sit him because he's one of the best players in the country. Two, you can't sit him because you need that efficient lineup out there. Like, he is gravity. I say this to everyone. I'm like, oh, like, why can't people ask, like, why can't we produce when Kofi's not on the floor? It's because he gets doubled all the time.
He affects much more than just when he touches the ball.
And, like, I like BBV, but he had one good game against Purdue. I'm not that confident in him. I'd almost put in Omar Payne instead.
Right, and they will. They will.
Or you could even do this, too. And you can't put Omar and Kofi on there, but consider putting BBV and Kofi out there and doubling Edie with two bigs might be an idea.
What he said, okay, you could crunch numbers on this because I don't know for sure. Brad said at the beginning of the year, essentially they acquired Omar to be the center, assuming Kofi would transfer or go to the pros. They get them back. Now you got two solid centers. Omar hasn't been up to what I thought he would be, but defensively he's been good. And so
I think offensively too. I actually, he seals the lane really well.
He does. He just really well. Kind of can't catch the ball.
Yeah.
But what
it'll be interesting next
Brad
year
said is that that will be interesting. What Brad said early is that you will see both those guys on the floor together sometimes. I don't think we've seen it once yet. Playing a team with two of the best bigs in the nation, maybe do it.
I mean, yeah, right. Like I said, if you could get Edie under 20 minutes and do that by any way possible, right? Either get him tired, exhausted,
yeah.
Get him in foul trouble. And you got a guy like Omar Payne and you have BBB on the bench.
It would probably also be a good time to give Trent a breather to do this. Mm-hmm. You go Curbelo, Plummer, take your pick between Grandison and Monte, and then Omar and Kofi, or BBV and Kofi.
Yeah.
I mean, the way Curbelo can run pick and rolls with those two guys, right. And then you got the shooters, that could beat Purdue.
Yeah, but you
got
to think defensively, because defensively, Trayvon Williams and Edie are almost never on the floor together.
Right.
So it's
defensively,
you're missing somebody.
It puts a tough matchup for whoever's on Sasha or Edie.
Or Ivy.
Keep Trent in maybe then instead of Plummer. But, like, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It could work.
And Mason Gills had a very fine game against us as well.
Hunter scored some points, too.
And, right. So those are the two guys, if you do that plan and you try and double the big.
Those are the guys you got to watch out for.
Those are the two that you're nervous about. Because Ivy will be locked up as much as you can lock him up with Trent. That's why I'm like, if you have those guys on the floor, you got to put Demonte on there, and then your offensive efficiency goes down 300%.
Yeah.
With Omar and Demonte on the floor at the same time. But Demonte's had a really great three-game stretch. Like, I feel like offensively he's been actually a glue guy. I know everyone says, oh, he's the glue guy, but, like, he actually was the glue guy in that game.
Last two, three, going back to Northwestern, he's been great.
He's played great.
He's got a little bit more confidence shooting the ball, which is good to see, too. My prediction, if Kofi is able to stay out of foul trouble, I think they win that game. I think it'll be high scoring still. Probably like, I don't hate your score. Probably like 78-74 if they win, it'll be a little bit closer. Right now, Illinois is +7, which I think is, you think Purdue covers then. But I think that's too much. I guess we'll see if the line moves tomorrow and if we hear any news about playing or not playing, but Illinois should be pretty close to fully healthy. We don't know how much we'll see Curbelo, but aside from that, this is the best team in the Big Ten against the best team in the Big Ten.
Yeah, it is. It's back and forth, and I hate playing at Mackey. I think Mackey is a great place to play. I just don't think on the road, we take this away. I do think we beat him in the tournament. I think we beat him in, if we play him twice in two tournaments. Say we get to the Final Four, it's pretty us. Yeah, I think we beat them in both those situations. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we picked this one at Mackey.
All right, well, we'll see. It should be fun. If you guys want to tune into Illini Sports Night tomorrow night, where we'll be recapping that game while it's going on, that should be fun too.
Yeah, go check that out.
It should. I'm excited. It should be a good game.
Yeah, I was supposed to be at the game, and Purdue pulled my. I swear they gave me my press credential because I applied for it, and I thought they gave it. I thought I looked back and said approved, but then I checked, it was denied. So they either pulled it or I'm just don't recall that correctly. But I'm not going to Mackey. Shout out IU for hooking up the press credentials at the for you.
Yeah.
IU better than Purdue.
Yeah, IU greater than Purdue. And they did beat them head-to-head. So.
In terms of campuses, man.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
oh,
why does Purdue ever talk crap to IU? They really have no reason to. Mm-mm. Other than maybe winning.
They've won recently.
Yeah, they've won recently.
But yeah, that'll do it for this edition.
Sorry.
That'll
Screw
do
Purdue.
It for this edition of Oski Talk. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back later in the week to preview the Northwestern game on Sunday, recap this Purdue one, maybe give some Super Bowl predictions as well. We'll see. But for now, thank you guys for listening. For Pat, I'm Ant. IOL.
I and I.